Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way and road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Siriano. Hello, everyone. I hope you had a terrific week, and most importantly, that you found time to pray to Jesus. Prayer is our opportunity to speak directly with Jesus anytime we wish about anything on our minds. Jesus is there for us 24/7, and He does want to hear from us. When we pray, we build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give Him all our troubles and problems and let Him handle them. 14 years ago, I had very little faith and no relationship with the Lord because I didn't pray. Luckily, that all changed for me when a series of events, no doubt created by the Lord, led me to find Jesus. And today, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about the power of prayer and how important prayer is because through prayer, we relieve ourselves of all our burdens and live a much happier life. On today's show, we'll speak about a topic that many of us have experienced with ourselves or with others, and that is refusing to forgive. As Christians, we must forgive, especially if we want the Lord to forgive us. But sometimes that's easier said than done. Someone you trusted was able to steal your identity and without your knowledge was able to get credit cards and a loan. You only found out when creditors who had not been paid found you because they were looking for money. The experience led to thousands of dollars you had to pay, plus legal fees and court costs, without any other recourse but to go after the person you trusted. It lasted for years, and eventually your identity was restored and you were able to move on. However, that wound is still there. And in your heart, there is no way you can forgive that person who did this to you. Your bitterness is understandable, but it's not Christian. And despite how you feel about the person, you need to forgive them. In the Bible, it says, Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Here we're told that we must forgive others for whatever offenses they may have caused, or we ourselves will not be forgiven by the Lord. We often hear people say things like, "It'll be a cold day in hell before I forgive that person." These people may have gone through a bad divorce, were wrongly terminated from their job by an extremely unreasonable boss, or suffered some type of unfortunate mishap. Regardless of what happened, as Christians, we have to forgive whoever wronged us. Now, let me be clear. That doesn't mean we should pretend as if nothing happened. And if we were friends or romantically involved with a person who hurt or harmed us in some way, we're supposed to let things go back to the way they were before the transgression took place? No, that's not something we need to do. But what is expected of us as Christians is to not have any ill feelings toward the person in our heart or in any way wish them harm, or worse yet, plan something for revenge. It's these types of thoughts or feelings we must not give into and instead move on and give whatever difficulties we are having to Jesus. Understanding forgiveness is another step in living life as a Christian. When talking about today's topic, refusing to forgive, too many of us carry grudges, sometimes for our entire life, preventing ourselves from removing the pain that's in our hearts. Having that bitterness isn't healthy, and it's certainly not Christian. Some of us have such a strong hatred for someone because of something that happened that it hardens our hearts, stopping us from appreciating all the pleasures in our lives and the things we should be thankful for. Living this way is not Christian, and in so many ways doesn't allow the Lord's graces to reach us because we're bitter and unforgiving. In the Bible it says, Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. This Bible verse makes it clear that we are obligated as Christians to forgive everyone, and if we don't, God will not forgive us. The first song I'm going to play today is called Believe and Trust in Him. The inspiration for me to write this song came from a lengthy conversation I had with someone who admitted that they had spent too much time in their life always having to be right, acting perfect, and in essence, hurting many people. And during the conversation, how much they wanted to change. We spoke about the Lord and how they needed to reach out to Jesus. In the verses, we hear about the person they were, and in the chorus, how their life will improve when they believe and trust in Him. The words in the chorus are, forget the past, bad times don't last when you believe and trust in Him. The bad choices you've made will wash away and fade when you believe and let Him in. You can forget all the things you regret when you believe and trust in Him. No need to look back. Your life is on track when you believe and trust in Him. Please listen now to my song, Believe and Trust in Him.
Living like you're always right, hurting those along the way. The things you've said, the lies you've spread, cause so many to run away. You've got your pride, but you're not satisfied. You're not where you want to be. Reach out to Him, let the change begin. Open up your eyes and see. Torn and to others seem strange, but seek Him out without any doubt. Through Him your life will change. Forget the past, bad times to last, when you believe and trust in Him. The bad choices you've made will wash away and fade. Can't forget. trust in you.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Talking more about refusing to forgive brings us to the question of, how can I forgive this person when every bone in my body tells me I can't? The simple answer, prayer. As I said earlier, there are times when it's very hard to forgive someone when they've severely hurt or harmed us in some way. The first thing we need to do is to want to forgive them. Why? Because as Christians, we're required to. Once we accept that we do want to forgive them, then we simply need to reach out to Jesus and open up to Him. Let Him know through prayer how we feel and why we are having a difficult time letting go of the pain and forgiving the person. Of course, this isn't something we pray on once. No, we must make a concerted effort to pray on it often and to continue the dialogue with Jesus, seeking His help. In time, we'll feel the burden lifted, and in our hearts, we will have forgiveness for the person. Through prayer, we can accomplish anything we need to, and Jesus is always there to help us and guide us. There are also times when we are the ones seeking forgiveness for something we may have done that hurt or harmed someone else. Once again, prayer is the solution. In this case, we must first pray to Jesus and ask Him for His forgiveness. We have to show that we are truly sorry for what we did and beg for His mercy. Then and only then can we pray to Jesus to ask Him to intercede and help the person we are seeking forgiveness from to open their eyes and find forgiveness in their heart. Again, this is not something we just pray on once, but often, and continue to share with the Lord our sorrow for our actions and then ask for His help for the person we wronged in some way to move on and forgive us. We can also pray for others who we see are at an impasse holding a severe grudge against a friend, relative, or loved one. We see the hurt, the pain, and how much damage their unwillingness to forgive is causing. Once again, seek out Jesus. Talk to Him through prayer and share everything with Him. Let Him know what's happened, what's presently happening, and how much we need His help to intervene and bring forgiveness to the person or persons involved. Pray on this often and be patient. In time, if it's meant to be, our prayers will be answered. Never lose hope for what we pray for. Remember that prayer is our way to speak directly to Jesus. Let Him know how thankful we are for all we have and share with Him anything we need. Understanding the importance of prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. We're talking about refusing to forgive and how, as Christians, forgiveness is something the Lord expects from all of us. In the Bible it says, Mark chapter 11, verse 25, "And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." Once again, this Bible verse, just as the others we quoted today, lets us know how important our forgiveness for others is, because unless we forgive all those who may have wronged us in some way, we ourselves will not be forgiven by the Lord for our wrongdoings. It makes perfect sense. How could we expect God to forgive us for our sins if we're unwilling to forgive others for their transgressions? When we call ourselves Christian, that means we accept the Christian way of life, which is following the laws and commands of our God. Forgiveness is way up on the list. So let go of the grudge we may be holding. Open up to Jesus in prayer, and with His help, move on. There is no room for unwillingness to forgive in the world of a Christian. The next song I'm going to play today is a fun and upbeat worship song called Be a Believer. As Christians, we all believe in God, Jesus' only Son, and the Holy Spirit. Our entire religion is based on us believing through faith and what's in our hearts. This song incorporates the simple message of all of us being believers through a simple and catchy tune. Please listen now to my song, Be a Believer. Be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the Most Holy Trinity. In today's gospel, the 11 apostles went to the mountain in Galilee where Jesus told them to go to. Still confused that Jesus seemed to be alive, they still had doubts. Remember, when Jesus reappeared to the apostles after he died on the cross, he was not in his normal human form, but more radiant and full of light from his transformation. Jesus said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. I chose for today Psalm 29, the Lord will bless his people with peace. This psalm written by David is telling us that we recognize the Lord is King forever and that we pray that the Lord our King will strengthen and bless us with his peace. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a contemporary musical composition and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 29, the Lord will bless his people with peace.
The Lord will bless.
We'll be right back.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. Call now for free details.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, What If? What if God couldn't take the time to bless us today because we couldn't take the time to thank Him yesterday? What if God decided to stop leading us tomorrow because we didn't follow Him today? What if God didn't walk with us today because we failed to recognize it as His day? What if we never saw another flower bloom because we grumbled when God sent the rain? What if God stopped loving and caring for us because we failed to love and care for others? What if God took away the Bible tomorrow because we would not read it today? What if God took away His message because we failed to listen to the messenger? What if God didn't send His only begotten Son because He wanted us to be prepared to pay the price for sin? What if the door of the church was closed because we did not open the door to our heart? What if God answered our prayers the way we answer His call to service? Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.